Well, I'll say a white person.
White person. Are there any other names you know of that white people are called?
Crackling.
Crackers. Okay. Okay, so if you were mad at somebody, like a white person, what name do you think you would call him to make him mad?
I don't know.
Well, referring to his name, him being a white person, do you know of any offhand?
I'll call him Towel Face or something like that.
Okay. Okay. If a man had a fishing rod and maybe his son came in and broke his fishing rod, carelessly broke it, then you might say that the man got awfully what about it?
I say he got mad about it.
Mad about it, okay. Are there any other terms you might use other than just mad about it?
I would say he didn't like that.
Yeah. Suppose that. Like today, you've been working hard all day long, and by nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Yeah.
You have a cigarette?
Yeah. Thank you. Say you're tired. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay, suppose the school nurse, the nurse at school, sent a little boy home early. You would say that he was sent home early because he what at school? If the nurse sent him home. You'd say she sent him home early because he what at school?
Yeah, he means something in his badness or something.
Uh-huh. If it were the nurse, the woman who works in the clinic, you would say she sent him home early.
But he's sick.
Because he at school?
Sick.
Okay. Would you say, then you would say the little boy what sick at school today?
See, he wasn't sick.
No, what would you put in the blank? You'd say the little boy blank.
I say he must be sick or something.
Do you ever say, he took sick or got sick or was sick?
I see, it must be got sick.
Got sick. Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
In his stomach. Okay. What would you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding, or right after a wedding, where some of the people who are at the wedding would want to embarrass or tease the bride and groom? Would be right after the wedding, and it would just be something they'd want to do to embarrass the bride and groom. What would you call it?
Probably don't know about that one.
Have you ever heard of horning or bull banding or tin panning? What would you call something to frighten children with? Like, they might say to a child, you better be good, or what to get you?
Well, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus will get you? See, okay, is there anything else I could say, you better be good, or the what will get you?
Grandman, Boogerman.